God is good. And all the time.
God is good.
Oh man, it's so great to see all of you. It's been forever with this weather, right? Yeah. How many times have you scooped your sidewalk? Once? Twice? Three times a lady. Sorry, that was former days. But anyway, my name is Eric Dirks, and I welcome you to First Church this morning. Thank you so much for braving the weather and getting out this morning. And I think it was 15 below at our house whenever I woke up this morning, something like that. So I don't know what the wind chill was, but anyway, appreciate you getting out. Anybody have cabin fever? Yeah. So anyway, we do welcome you. If you're visiting with us, we put a special welcome out to you. We thank you so very much for attending this church today. And I tell you what, I've in my beginning of my third year here, and I just am loving the folks more and more. For those of you who are visiting, we have some pretty awesome folks here, and I believe you've come to the right place. If everybody would turn to their connection card, it's the third page in their bulletin. I invite you to take some time to fill that out. Put your name, address, telephone number on that. And if you turn it to the back side of this, it just talks about some of the ministries we have here at the church. If you're interested in one of those ministries, please put a check mark on it. And then this tears off. It's perforated. You may have to fold it back and forth a couple times. But tear that off. And if you're visiting with us, that can be your offering to us, is to put that in the offering basket later on in the service. And we would just so much appreciate that so we can say thank you for worshiping with us today. If you would turn to your announcement sheet real quick, I tell you what, we have some folks, Mary Norton et al., I guess is how I would put it, put together a, and there was a lot of folks that helped do this, but a cookbook. This is really impressive, folks, and I just invite you to take a look at this. We have a couple out there in the entryway. They're $15, and if you would like to buy one, just put, write a check for $15, and in the memo portion, put cookbook. But anyway, it is very impressive, and a lot of people put a lot of time in on this cookbook. And of course, all of you who sent recipes in, that's pretty awesome as well, so thank you. But this is what they look like. It's a three-ring binder. Very impressive, and so I wanted you to know about that, and those are for sale at the church office if you would like to stop by during the week and pick those up. Today, actually, 2 days ago, on the 8th, was the 160th birthday of this church, believe it or not. Yeah. Now, as I was doing some research, I kind of think it's actually older than that, because there was a reason why the Methodist Episcopal Church bought property. I mean, that means that there was already a group of people here working in this community. I haven't found any evidence of that. That's just an Eric thing. But the way the church works today, unless there was someone here, unless there was a church already here, so to speak, they wouldn't have purchased the property. So to me, it's probably even older than 160 years old. But anyway, what a great heritage you all, all of us, are standing on the shoulders of some great and awesome people, of which many of you have known here recently. So just know that. We are getting in the mood of things today with the birthday and the balloons and the cake. Make sure you take time right after worship to fellowship a little bit, have a little bit of cake. The fellowship team has gotten some cake for all of us, so please take some time. Also, if you notice our wall of faith up here, and several weeks ago, we had, it might be several months ago now, I can't remember, we did a teaching series where all of you wrote on a piece of paper those people who affected your life, and there are hundreds and hundreds, maybe even thousands of names. I can't remember what Leslie told me, but hundreds or thousands of names written on here of many people who have affected your life and the lives of your family members. And so please take time to come up and take a look at it. And if you come on down here, first of all, didn't the worship arts do amazing work this morning? Yeah.